Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 143. Very excited for this episode because this is, call it version 2.0 of what used to be my most popular episode, episode 37. That was, 100 plus episodes ago. So I've got three words for you: big dick energy. So coming full circle here, I talked about this in that episode, Big Dick Energy, BDE, and I got a ton of great feedback on it. But that episode was almost a year ago, like I said. So I want to revisit this topic of Big Dick Energy, aka BDE, because I, as a person, as a dude, I've learned a lot in the past year. I've personally grown a lot in the past year. Your boy is growing up. I'm still a man trapped in a boy's body, but I'm learning a lot about myself, confidence, mindset, and everything in between. And I've learned what I think is the real definition of BDE, what it really actually takes to build and exude that humble confidence, that cool, calm, cucumber mindset and mannerisms that people are so drawn to, that mindset that you can live that truly says, everything is okay. I am happy because I'm me. I've got me. I've got my back, and I'm cool with that. I've got what it takes to back it up. I've learned what it takes to do this. That's BDE. And I've got some thoughts on this and what it takes to actually earn and build that BDE in your life. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Big Dick Energy Part 2. I'm 14, so I'll say the foreplay is over. Fooling around is over. It's time for the main course. It's time to do the thing. It's time for what I think is really the real key to BDE. And I'll just give you the headline here to think about as I get into it. That I've learned that big dick energy is not about being totally confident in everything you do. Rather, it's kind of the opposite, actually. It's being secure in being insecure. I think that is real BDE, and more on that in just a second. But before I hop into it, I haven't done this in a little bit. I wanted to take a quick second to ask a favor. I've said it before, but unlike 99% of other podcasts that are, top podcasts that are in the top 100 on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Me, your boy, Case, I don't do sponsors. I don't. I don't tell you to go buy that mattress, some skinny tea, some boner pills, or a new credit card or anything like that. Like, I don't do that right now because in my head, how could you trust me if I'm literally being paid to promote something? Like, it totally ruins this beautiful thing we've got going here between us, this beautiful trust we've built, this bond. And I don't really want to compromise that for a few bucks. So I don't do that. Soon in the future, I'll be telling you about a project I've been working on, and I'll be like, yeah, you should check that out. It's pretty cool. But until then, I've literally got nothing to tell you about. I've literally got nothing to sell you. I've got no discount codes for you to use or anything like that. Nada. The one thing, though, I ask is that if you're enjoying the podcast, if you listen each week or every other week, or if you just randomly tune in whenever you need a lift, that's dope, and I appreciate you. And if you do that, if you could just make sure you're subscribed, you hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, you hit follow on Spotify. It's different for every platform, but just subscribe, follow, whatever. If you could do that, and then also if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, if you could take 1 minute and rate the podcast 5 stars and give it a quick 1 to 2 sentence review, that would be amazing. It means a lot. It helps the show grow. Right now, I'm just shy of 2,000 5-star reviews. And honestly, that's just like the coolest thing in the world to me. It puts a big old smile on my face. Like, if I'm having a meh day, or I'm struggling to find time or motivation to do the podcast. Like, I look at those reviews and I'm like, wow, you know, you subscribers, you people are amazing. You take the time to support me. So I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to do my thing for you. I'm going to talk BDE for you or whatever. So if you could take 1 minute right now or after or whenever you can to rate the podcast 5 stars, write a quick review, hit submit. That would be amazing. I'd appreciate it. Be sure to holler at me on Instagram when you do it at case.kenny so I could thank you. Usually I'll shoot back a quick voice message or something like that. But if you do that, I definitely want to know so I can say thank you. Regardless, very grateful for you all. You make doing this fun. You make doing it fulfilling. You make doing it just full of upside for me. I learn about myself when I do this. So thank you. Thank you for supporting me. But enough about me. Let's hit this app here. So we're talking big dick energy. We're talking big dick energy. I'm going to try not to be 14. BDE. We'll call it BDE from here on out. And I'm sure you've heard about this, right? Maybe you didn't turn into episode 37, but this term, BDE, it's humble confidence. It's a bit of swag. It's quiet, self-assured swag from people who know they can back it up. I've heard it said that it's the equivalent of writing a check for $10,000, knowing you've got it in your bank account, knowing you can back it up, knowing you're not faking anything. And like I said in that episode, I basically said that, in my opinion, BDE comes from when you create something with your life intentionally and for yourself. That could be creatively, it could be business or hobby or art or music, or it could be a set of values, like a code that you live by. That when you have that, you have something you can always come back to, something that ignites you, centers you, guides you, and gives you literal confidence because you created it for yourself. So that was my idea with that episode, right? And I had so many people message me about this when I released this episode, and still get a ton of messages about it, testifying to the fact that creating in your life literally gives you confidence. Creating a business, creating a passion, some outlet, music, art, fitness, whatever, creating a code of values you live by, whatever it is, creating, that word creating, it gives you confidence. It gives you BDE because you know you stand for something. You know you stand for something that is more than what is just like expected of you. It's more than just doing your 9 to 5, playing fantasy football, going to brunch with friends. Like, you have this guiding light that is unique to you and it gives you direction and you get confidence from that. So that was Big Dick Energy version 1.0. And I still very much stand by this. But like I said, your boy's grown up a little bit. And I realized that over the past year that BDE is that plus something a little bit more. True BDE is more than just creating in your life. Real big dick energy, the biggest dick energy, the huge, gigantic dick energy is more than that. And let's not forget here that this isn't just a guy thing. This is for everyone. It's a metaphor. Okay, follow me. You know, women too very much so can have big dick energy. And in fact, what prompted this episode is I met someone recently, someone really cool, a woman, a girl, and I was like, you know what? Like, you've got some really serious BDE going on now with what you're doing and with what you're saying and just with the way you carry yourself. And I meant it. Like, BDE is for everyone. Everyone, anyone, regardless of who you are, your gender, your upbringing, anything, like, you can have it. You can earn it. You can own it. You can live it. And what it really comes down to, what true BDE comes down to, is being secure and being insecure. Like, I so believe in this. Like, BDE is all about being secure and being insecure. And I'll probably say this a dozen times in this episode, and I'll apologize for that, but that's exactly what it is, because I think most people assume that someone with confidence, someone with swag, someone who walks into a room and everyone immediately loves this person, someone who is successful and funny and has all those things, who by all measures has BDE, that person is secure about everything. That person has everything figured out. You know, that person has big dick energy because nothing is a challenge. Everything is just groovy in this person's life. Like, they've got it all figured out. It's amazing. But what I've realized is that big dick energy actually comes from the opposite of that. It comes from owning the fact that you very much do not have everything figured out, but that you know you've got your own back. You know you've got what it takes to figure it out. You've got faith that you will. And that, I think, is true BDE. And when you believe that, that's when you emanate that cool, calm, collected swag, confidence. You know, Big Dick Energy, I think, comes from owning this fact, owning that you're nervous. Hey, I'm nervous. That you're awkward. That you told a bad joke. You own it, right? Big Dick Energy is all about being secure and being insecure. It's about being secure and broadcasting that fact sometimes too. That's the true measure of BDE. It's being okay with saying, well, this is awkward, or I don't know what to do right now, or you know, I don't know what to do with my hands, you know, or I'm feeling unsure. It's being okay with saying that because you know you've got what it takes to back that up, to figure it out, to continue moving forward. That's what BDE is. It means you've got the shit to back it up. Not necessarily the resume, not some accolades or a bank account oozing with hundos or your DMs filled with thirst traps and everything like that. BDE just means you've got, like, it's spiritual big dick energy, spiritual validation, internal, inside. Like, you've got validation inside yourself in the sense that you're secure in being insecure. You're secure because you've been awkward before. You've been unsure before. You've had self-doubt before. You've been embarrassed before. You've felt lost before. All these things. But guess what? You're right here. And you realize that you can overcome. You can figure shit out. And you realize that because of this fact, there's no shame in hiding your doubt or your unsureness when you're that way. It's powerful. It's like the opposite. Because owning it makes it real. And you remember that realness. You grow to know you will overcome and keep moving. That is how confidence is born, from that realization. And like, man, I love that so much, that when you combine this idea with version 1.0 of Big Dick Energy, which is, you know, creating a life of your own, making decisions for yourself, chasing a dream, a passion, a creative outlet, striving to make an impact, and you combine that with being secure and being insecure, then you've got the total Big Dick Energy package. That is BDE. That's where humble confidence comes from. That's where it comes from. That's how you know you've got what it takes to back it up. I think you're literally unstoppable if you can be secure in being insecure, because most people naturally hide behind their doubt. They say things and do things to avoid seeming insecure. Like, I get that. They're like, oh Lord, you know, what will people think about me if I don't maintain my perfect, swaggy, confident image? But that's not BDE. BDE is being confident and being unconfident. BDE is crying in front of your girl. I saw that meme the other day. I thought that was funny. Big Dick Energy is crying in front of your girl. I think the best way to describe Big Dick Energy is half crying in front of your girl and half like that Trivago guy from the commercials. You know what I'm talking about? That cool, calm, older dude who's got that deep voice and just that calm swagger, you know, because he knows he's got it. He's proven it before. He knows he stands by something. And that's what I've learned, right? That Big Dick Energy comes from confidence you build for yourself. Confidence that comes from building self-validation for yourself. And like, this is a circular thing here. It's pretty simple. Like, being secure, being insecure means you've got Big Dick Energy. But at the same time, that's what helps you build Big Dick Energy. So my advice for you, if you want to have this mentality, this mindset where you're just confident, but calm and cool, to build that subtle confidence, to build that cool demeanor, it's twofold. It's you have to stand for something, anything. Stand for being kind, stand for being empathetic, stand for your passion, stand for your art, your music, your career, whatever, for the impact you're making in the world, no matter how big or small. Stand for that. And as you live it, as you chase it, as you build it, don't be afraid to say that you don't know the answer. Don't be afraid to say you're feeling nervous. Don't be afraid to feel those butterflies. Don't be afraid to be like, yo, I'm uncomfortable, or wow, this is new to me, or that was a bad joke, or I'm not sure what I'm doing. That, I think, is Big Dick Energy. And it's powerful because that is calm confidence. There's no denying it. Calm confidence comes from self-validation. And self-validation comes from knowing you've got what it takes to back up how you're living and why you're feeling confident. And that comes from just owning your shit, from saying how you feel, even if it doesn't fit your perfect image or the ideal image of who you want to be. And I think the more you live that, the more you'll realize that you 100% have the shit to back up your confidence. Because this is such a different way to live than most people. You don't just project confidence. You look inside yourself and you say, you know what? I'm feeling this way or that way, but I can do this. You're owning the feelings you normally hide. Like, I don't know any other way to say this. It's like, if you're a dude, saying you have a small dick is like the ultimate big dick energy, because you know you have the spiritual big dick to back it up and you're okay with that internal validation. Or like being a dude who orders a fruity, girly drink because he likes the way it tastes, like that's big dick energy. Or, you know, guys or girls or whoever who, you know, they call their homies and say, hey, I'm feeling lonely or lost or confused, like that's big dick energy. Or, you know, guys or girls who go to a therapist for help, that's amazing. That's big dick energy. Real, no bullshit internal validation comes from when you do things like that. Like when you're feeling that way, when you validate yourself, nothing can knock you. That's real confidence. It's not fake it till you make it confidence. It's not a facade. You're being real. You're creating a life for yourself, and you're not afraid to admit it when you don't know what you're doing sometimes. And that's the realest thing you could do in life. I love that. Like that's BDE. You know, so if you want that, if you want to feel calm and assured in yourself, that's what it's all about. I think you should realize that ironically, BDE comes from feeling the opposite sometimes. It comes from feeling the opposite of being calm and assured and owning it. It comes from not feeling calm. It comes from not feeling assured. It comes from not ignoring that. It comes from owning it. Because when you do that, again, instead of trying to ignore it or hide it, you realize that you've got what it takes to keep going or overcome or just figure it out. You might doubt that, but I promise you that you do. The more you practice this mindset, the more you'll come to realize that you've got it. Like this is a game changer for your mindset. I really think like it really makes you realize that you can create your own big dick energy by being real with yourself and others. And here's these are silly examples, but I hope you'll see what I'm saying here. I always like to look at my life and try to come up with ways that I've either learned or exemplified or failed or something in between to really back up what I'm saying. So one example I have was last week I was in Detroit. I was there for an event and I was going to the event. So I ordered an Uber and the Uber showed up and I walked out the building to get into the car. It was like a big black Escalade and I walked up behind it. I had a bunch of bags, so I needed to put them in the trunk. So I just walked up behind it. It was definitely the right Uber. And so I walked up to try to open the trunk. Like gently, and I repeat gently, just pulled on it a little bit. And I don't know what happened. Maybe I'm the world's strongest dude. I don't know. But I pulled up on it just with one hand and literally like the entire back bumper fell off, like the whole latch camera thing. It all just came crashing off, like boom, loud. And the driver didn't see me come up behind him. And this dude hops out of the car thinking I'm some random guy who's attacking his car. And he hops out and he comes screaming at me, like sprinting at me in my face, screaming like, what the fuck? What are you doing, man? Get off my car. And luckily I managed to like de-escalate the guy before he kicked my ass. He was a lot bigger than me. But at some point during our dialogue, I started like kind of nervously laughing, or maybe like giggling would be the better word. And that certainly didn't do me any favors because he thought I was like some asshole. And he was like, man, your attitude sucks. Why are you laughing? Like you fucked up my car, man. And my response was pretty simple. I was like, hey man, I'm really sorry. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I literally just don't know what to do right now. So I'm just going to be awkward. Like I tried to own that shit as best I could. I mean, it was early in the morning. I was tired and this happened out of nowhere. I just literally didn't know what to do. This had never happened to me before. It wasn't exactly a regular occurrence in my life. So I was just kind of laughing nervously, awkwardly. But like I owned it. I owned how I felt. And the alternative is I could have gone full like hardo on him. I could have gotten in his face. I could have been like, don't talk to me like that, man. Like, relax, take it easy, get out of my face. I could have done that. I could have projected this fake tough guy act, but I didn't. And I'm not saying here that I'm Case Kenny and I ooze big dick energy, but I think like that's kind of it right there. Like in that moment, being confident in yourself when you're confident, but also owning when you're not, being secure and being insecure. Like, and in that moment, I kind of validated that for myself. I validated myself. I didn't fake anything. I felt what I felt. I even spoke it. And I realized that I'd be fine. We'd be fine. Everything was going to be okay. And through that, I kind of validated myself. Like in that, I can overcome anything. I can react to anything. I can thrive in any scenario. Like to me, that's how you build big dick energy. Slowly but surely, I think it is. Another example I wrote down here, I was trying to think of examples. This one's super silly, but very me. I was out a couple weeks ago on a date, and I forget the exact context, but the girl I was out with said something like, you know, she goes, well, I am a woman, you know, and like we were comparing men and women and like habits or something. And I was like, yes, you are. I was like, yes, you are a woman. I can see that. You sure are. Like, it was super cringy. It was as cringy as it sounds there, like facepalm kind of cringy. I don't know what I was thinking. And so I said that and I immediately was like, wow, that was really bad. That was a bad joke. And for that, I apologize. And like, that might not seem like the way to build big dick energy. It might seem like the opposite. In fact, it's no Rico Suave kind of, you know, let's get you out of those clothes and into a dry martini kind of move. But like to me, voicing that validated myself in that I can still be confident in the moments that I stumble, in the moments I say stupid case things. I can still be secure in moments of insecurity. And like through owning that, through owning myself in those moments, I feel like I'm building my big dick energy. And I think you can too. I think you can look at your life and realize this as well, that first of all, you don't have to be some celebrity. You don't have to have an amazing job or a huge resume or be uber successful. You don't have to be snapping necks and cashing checks. You don't have to be verified on Instagram. None of that. You just have to find something that guides you. You have to make decisions for yourself, and then you have to own every step of the way. That is what builds confidence. That is what builds big dick energy. Again, I'm so adamant about this. Big dick energy does not come from accolades, money, the things you own, the hotties you date or marry. It comes from self-validation. It comes from looking within for confidence. Within, not looking to the reaction of others or the praise of others. Nah, it comes from your ability to look inside and be centered in how you're feeling. Like I keep saying, it comes from your ability to be secure when you're feeling insecure. And when you recognize that and practice that, then I think you'll have every reason to really dig yourself, to really have a bit of a chip on your shoulder, to have some swag, to believe in yourself, to have real and lasting confidence, because you're in effect creating it yourself from deep within by being secure when you feel insecure. And that's the ultimate, man. Like that's what sets you free. That's what enables you to take failure and keep going, to take things people say and not be bothered by them. You develop this quiet assurance that no matter what, you're going to be just fine. So that's it. I owned it right there. I'd love, love, love it if you'd share this episode, share it with your friend, guy, girl, doesn't matter. Share it with someone who has that big dick energy, or share it with someone who maybe doubts themselves a little bit, but deep down has that BDE and just needs to tap into it. As always, thank you so much for sharing the podcast, for supporting me on Instagram at case.kenny. It really does mean a lot. Let me know what you're thinking, or if you have a particular topic you'd like me to discuss, just shoot me a DM. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.